President finishes his tour of Africa tomorrow in Nigeria. In the second of two commentaries on the Bush administration policies on Africa, Armstrong Williams says the president's achievements there are underappreciated.
President Bush's current five-nation tour of Africa seems an appropriate occasion to laud him for doing more to benefit black people than any other leader in our history, including the so-called first black president, Bill Clinton. During the Clinton administration, AIDS tore through the sub-Saharan continent, infecting an estimated third of the adults. Only a fraction had access to life-extending drugs. The rest had to simply wait and die. Despite the ballooning toll in human life and suffering in Africa, the U.S. budget for total non-military aid, including AIDS prevention, literacy programs, and efforts to revitalize the healthcare system, remained stuck during the Clinton years at $10 billion. President Bush, on the other hand, has called for tripling what our government previously expended on non-military aid to Africa. He recently pushed through Congress a $15 billion package to stem the spread of HIV/AIDS in Africa. The professed goal of the plan is to cut the death rate in Africa from HIV infections by half and new infections by 60% over the next 3 years. There's a misplaced perception that President Bush is somehow indifferent to the suffering of black people and that Clinton was somehow more sympathetic to the plight of Africa. But President Bush has met with 22 African leaders, increased economic and humanitarian assistance to Africa, and strongly advocated for democratic change in Zimbabwe. He has taken an active role in facilitating peace in Sudan and Liberia. He has earmarked $5 billion for the NEPAD strategy, a pact that rewards South Africa with debt relief and economic reconstruction in exchange for good government. The president appropriated another $100 million as part of his post-September the 11th strategy to keep African states from becoming incubators to terrorist groups. Compared to President Bush, President Clinton did nothing for Africa. President Bush has worked to create a new sense of possibilities throughout the sub-Saharan continent. He has helped more blacks than any other leader in modern history and has helped save more black lives than all of President Clinton's legislation put together.
The comments of Armstrong Williams, a nationally syndicated columnist and radio talk show host. President Bush meets at the White House next week with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. They'll discuss the conflicts in Liberia, Congo, Iraq, and Afghanistan, plus the prospects for peace in the Middle East. President Bush and Annan have been in Africa this week, concentrating on the devastation brought on by the AIDS virus. Annan requested the meeting with the president, the first since a tense Security Council debate earlier this year on a resolution to authorize U.S. military action against Iraq. The two met last on December 20th here in Washington.